Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Morning Sip. This week, I have a very highly anticipated guest, Jacob Sersosimo, otherwise known as OC or Sauce. So, Jacob, welcome to the show.
I am absolutely ecstatic to be here. I've been looking forward to this day for a long time, and you know that.
Oh, I do.
I've reminded you every time I've seen you.
Yes, you have. You've also, when me and Madison have been leaving our marketing class, you make phone calls.
I have. I made phone call week one.
And week two.
Yeah.
Well, and I think even week three.
I was worried about the podcast, the direction of where it's going, and I knew I could really, spike it back up.
The funny thing with that is he never calls me to talk to me about my podcast. He always calls Madison to talk to Madison about my podcast.
I call Madison like five times a week.
I know you do. And you never call me, though, so
we don't talk about anything important, though. I usually call her, and then I say, do you have any reporting ideas? And when she doesn't, then I get upset, and I hang up on her, and then cool down 30 minutes later. Do you actually have nothing? Because I really need an idea for Wednesday.
So you're a diva outside of the studio, too. In everyday life, you're a diva.
Yes, I am. I'm a little dramatic. I get that from my sister. So
it runs in the Sersosimo household.
Yeah, but it's not like real drama. It's always just like nonsense stuff that I make to be a way bigger deal than it is, just because at the end I knew it'd be funny some way. So that's usually my dramatic side.
Okay.
But I got a very dramatic side. But
I've witnessed that firsthand.
If you were here when I was anchoring, what was that? The football game. Ooh,
Wait, you were anchoring the football game?
Oh, sorry, not anchoring. hosting. I was in studio host.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
I was panicking because I forgot something or something happened. Oh, and I didn't know how to intro something. Something happened, and Ashley was directing, and I was just a total diva.
Oh.
Total diva, but it was funny. I mean, well, we all look back and laugh. It wasn't like a huge deal. It was like, Ashley, we need this. Ashley, we need this. Ashley, we need this. She's like, oh, my God, I'll get it to you.
Have you ever thought about having your own reality TV show?
I think it'd be amazing.
I would watch it.
I think I would absolutely kill in a reality TV show.
I've also thought about going on
reality TV shows.
What reality TV show would you go on?
I just don't think that'd be very good for the brand, you know?
What brand?
My brand.
What brand do you have?
I feel like getting a job after being on reality TV, you're just... your hopes and dreams are just out the door.
But it depends what shows you're on. Like, I mean, if you're on Jersey Shore,
you probably won't
be able to get a real job.
I feel like Pauly D's like my spirit animal.
Why?
Like, how he just like doesn't care?
Uh-huh.
He's always single. He wakes everybody up at 8 a.m. just because. Like, that's things I do.
That is stuff that you do. Also, for anyone listening who doesn't know who Jacob Sersosimo is, I'm going to give you a little brief background on him. Jacob works with me at UTVS.
She looked this up on her my Wikipedia.
Yeah, I guess he has a Wikipedia, mm-hmm. so we can look him up later. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what OC is going for. So you'll hear me call him Jacob, OC. Mm-hmm. I'll call him probably a number of things mm-hmm. during this podcast.
Everyone's a little confused.
He has like 10 different names. It's kind of hard to keep tabs. Uh-huh. Multiple personalities.
It's true. It's like that movie. What's that movie?
I have no idea.
Or that dude or that woman has like 20 personalities. I watched it in psychology class.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's whack.
But anyways.
Sorry.
So he does a little bit of sports. I guess he's touching into a little bit of entertainment.
You're on
E30 this week, yes, which is our entertainment show here at St. Cloud State.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't really know what OC is doing, but he is currently a mass communications major.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, it'll be interesting to see what you do. Also, if you are wondering what he looks like, or what his personality in everyday life is like, it is a cross between Ashton Kutcher from That 70s Show as Kelso and Joey Tribbiani from Friends.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
Once you said
Ashton Kutcher, I was like, you're going straight to...
It is spot on. Spot on. Like, I think you look more like Joey Tribbiani,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know who you act more like.
It's like a good mixture of
it's
both.
It's a toss-up.
But I feel like I got like a... what is it? Philosophical side of me. That's like...
Elaborate.
That's like a side... Not a lot of people can attest to this. But it's like a side of me that actually has good thoughts.
Okay.
But it just doesn't come out very often.
Oh.
Like, I feel like there's a part of me that's... I feel like I'm very common sense smart.
Can I
but
make
book
a comment?
Smart,
I don't think
it.
It'll offend
out.
You, but...
No, please
So are
do.
You saying, like, on the streets you're dumb, but you have moments where you can be smart?
No,
is that
I'm
what
saying,
you're
like,
trying to say?
I'm saying, like, I have this, like, the jokester side of me, which is also the side of me that, like, doesn't care a lot. And I feel like that side of me is like my 90% side of me. And then there's like 10% of me that's actually has some good thought. Like, actually, it's always there.
Okay.
But I just don't bring it out.
Yeah, just, you know, it's actually just in the back. But it's on the back.
Sometimes
burner.
I catch myself like, wow, you are kind of smart. But then like 80% of the time, I'm like, dude, sit in the back of the classroom. You can't pass this test. But I think I got bad. I think that's school anxiety. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Because I can't take a test to save my life. That's why I'm a mass comm major.
Yeah, we don't have too many.
Because I can do projects, you know, and I'm good at procrastinating. So, which means if I got a deadline that day on a project, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I got a test in 3 weeks, I'm not studying until that,
you know,
Tuesday before.
I'm kind of with you on that. Like, I feel like I function best when I'm under stress, mm-hmm. and I have a bunch on my plate.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel maybe sometimes it's not always the best quality.
Mm-hmm.
I try to make it the best quality work, but, you know, sometimes I don't know. I just function better under stress.
I think that's kind of the people in our career.
I think
we
so
do better.
Too.
We do better when we have to do it. Like, we don't have a choice. Like, we have to get it done, and we have to get it done this week or today or in a couple hours.
We're also in a field where, like, you don't have, like, a bunch of free time. Like, when you are busy, you are busy. You have a thousand mm-hmm. different things mm-hmm. going on. And I feel like I thrive in that. I'm mm-hmm. a person who does not like to sit still. I mm-hmm. like to work on like 10 different projects at a time.
Uh-huh.
I like to always be doing something or like always talking, being around people. So when I have free time and I'm sitting by myself, I get so bored. I don't know what to do.
I think that's the same thing like other people, like accountants, finance people. They're always like, oh, I'm so busy during this time. I'm like, yeah, you're busy, but you're like plugging numbers into a thing. You got to get all that stuff. When we're busy, we're like out and about. We have to do things, and we come back. We edit, but also while we're editing, we have to go, you know, make sure our intros and outros
there's
are written.
Just a lot more multitasking.
Yeah. And it's like,
saying,
oh, well, my package is going to be, or like my segment's going to be a minute 20, but I have it for a minute 30. Maybe it's a little long. You know, you're always like, something's always happening. I feel like the other jobs, you just chill, and it's like, oh yeah, some like we're really busy, but it's more of we just have to be there from 8 to 10, like 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. just because it takes that long to make sure everything's right.
Yeah.
For us, it's like no, like you can edit in an hour, you can edit in 3.5, just how you edit. But also, you can shoot a story. It's just kind of all how you do things, which that's why I like this.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun. It keeps you on your toes. Something new every day.
But nobody knows what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right.
Except for you.
That's right.
So something that OC has kept saying to me the past, what has it been? You've been like on the list to be on this show for 3-4 weeks now.
Yeah, you know, shot straight to the top.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My people talk to your people.
Yeah, you know, it happens like that sometimes.
Yeah, that, you know, mm-hmm. that's just that's
my publicist has been super busy, and she's
super busy.
She's about to get super busy once I'm off this podcast.
He keeps raving about how the ratings for this show are going to skyrocket after this episode. So I'm curious for everyone that's actually listening to this to tell me.
I don't know
what
we evaluate the ratings of this.
I don't either. If somebody listening can also tell me to see like how many people actually tune into a podcast, that'd be cool. Or like mm-hmm. how many people subscribe, because I honestly have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I always just like have random, not always random, but you know, some random people, and then a lot of people that like are, you know, that I talk to
in the
on
area.
A regular basis.
If you can't see right now. Well, you can't see right now. She's moving her arms like she's around the world, like in a big circle.
No,
like
no, no, no.
How many people around the world are listening? Like a satellite signal. That's
that
what her
really
arm is
cool
doing.
If this podcast actually had international viewers, though.
It could. Maybe. It very well could. You know, I have international friends.
I do too.
You do. Like a lot of people, especially going to St. Cloud State.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of international people here, mm-hmm. which is great. And so there could be international viewers.
Could be.
With social media, I think we could reach some. We could reach some people.
We could.
We could reach people that are sleeping during the night right now across the world.
Oh.
Ever thought about that?
It sounds like a crazy thought. We'll get into that in a minute. But yeah, OC has been saying that ratings are going to skyrocket on this show after he makes his appearance. Yeah. So
let's make this happen, people.
Yeah, so you guys, I'm really curious.
Don't make me look bad.
I'm really curious. Tell me what you think about OC. I want to know your opinions and reactions.
And if nobody knows what I look like, you can follow me on Instagram at Jacob Sersasimo. Shameless plug.
Why am I not surprised that you did something like that? I knew you were going to come on here and pull some of that.
I thought you were going to plug it in when you said something about, oh, if you don't know who he is, I thought you'd just be like, go check us out his Instagram.
No. But I was trying to
I guess I'll just do it.
Know who you are.
Well, so they can listen to you while they're following and looking at all my stuff.
So we're going to kind of get a little bit back on topic here, and we're going to start off.
I don't even know what our topic was.
We don't really have one. We just went off on a tangent. That seems to always happen. Mm-hmm. But something I always like to try to do at the start of each show is the morning good. OC does not have a morning good.
I'll get it.
He's very stressed about it.
Let me think about what
happened. I've been asking him. I'm just like, do you really not have anything good happening in your life right now?
I mean, I do, but not like that good.
Not that good? It could be a little thing. It could be like somebody like brought you coffee or
nobody brings me coffee.
Well, why not?
Nobody brings me anything. Sad. I'm my own I mean, I don't live a sad life, but.
Yeah, so if you don't live a sad life, then how do you not have
I got a morning good.
I'm so excited to hear
this. Good morning good. Okay. And actually, I thought of morning good while I was doing this.
Okay.
So, wait, are you going to go first?
No, you can go first. Okay. You're the guest.
So, yeah, of course. Of course I'd go first.
I have manners.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, okay. So, my morning good was, when was it? Last Thursday, my roommate, who, if you know me, you know my roommate, Bryant Bollig, texted me and said, hey, it was last Friday. He said, hey, do you want to go to a play with me tonight? And I was like, well, what's this entail? Like, what are you talking about here? What are we doing? Blah, blah. He said, my parents have an extra ticket. Do you want to go to a play? And I said, sure. You know, I'm thinking maybe some school play. Don't know what we're going to. We went to the Christmas Carol at the Paramount.
How was it?
It was amazing.
Amazing.
And what you might not know about me is I really like plays.
Do you?
Uh-huh. You didn't expect that, did you?
I didn't. I learned something new every day about you.
There's the Joey Tribbiani in me. So I'm a big play guy. I just like live production. And I like people who can sing. If you can sing, bam, keys to my heart, you got it. That's a shameless plug, too.
Who's your favorite singer?
Not Carrie Underwood.
you can leave the room right now.
Wait, my morning good's not over. So his parents brought me and him on a little date to the Paramount to watch Christmas Carol.
June and Bob.
Yeah, it was just
so cute. They're so cute.
It was just, it made my night, you know, something different. I wasn't playing video games. I wasn't watching sports per usual. I was just going to a play. I was just one of the people in St. Cloud for once. You know, I belonged in
the
city.
Are you saying that you're a big shot otherwise?
No, but like I felt like I belonged in the city. You know, I was with locals. It was great. It was fantastic.
Why do I feel that I don't think.
So thank you, Bob, June. Not as much Bryant, but thanks, Bryant.
I don't know. I can't handle you. I don't even know what to say.
Well, your morning good would be nice.
So, well, I guess we'll start from there. Mm-hmm. My morning good is today I convinced one of my best friends from back home. Her name's Bree Lee.
She's coming this weekend.
She's coming this weekend to St. Cloud, and I am so, so, so excited.
I saw it on social media.
Yeah. I mean, I had to post it on social media because that adds that added peer pressure that she can't back out. But
ooh,
also,
that's true. That's a good point.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Also, adding on to that, Bree Lee, I love you. Thank you for always being there. I know you're maybe listening to this. I don't know.
She's definitely listening to this.
She better be. Otherwise, I'll give her an earful later.
Yeah, Jake's
but
on.
She
She's
is
listening.
One of my few friends from back home who makes the drive up to St. Cloud like often to come visit.
True. From Rochester?
From Rochester.
What is that, like
so it's
two and a half?
It's about 2.5 hours, which isn't terrible, but, you know, it's a little bit longer to come up just for, like, a night. But, you know, I'm not, like, dissing my other friends who don't make it up because a lot of them, you know.
Yeah, you are. Friends,
no,
seriously, it's 2.5 hours.
Oh, my gosh. That was not out of my mouth. I would be great if you could come visit, but, you know, I mean, I understand.
I'll say it for her.
You have a life. Mm-hmm. But, no, so I'm just very excited to see her. You know, she's, I don't know, we thrive off of each other's energies.
Can we talk about Rochester for a sec?
Yeah.
Because I feel really bad for Rochester.
Why?
Because I feel like Rochester is an odd, like, forgotten city in Minnesota.
It kind of is, actually.
They deserve way more. Rochester is the city. Like, Rochester's got everything.
It's really nice.
It is nice. It's got Mayo, obviously. But they should get more credit, I feel. I feel when people think about, like, Minnesota, they're like, all right, what's in the southern half? Cato. Then, like, what's obviously the Minneapolis, St. Paul. Then, like, if you're going up, you're running through, like, St. Cloud's over there, Bemidji's over there, Duluth's over there. You know,
yeah,
and then if you go to the north
that gets a ton of attention, and then, like, the central area. I mean, Minneapolis, St. Paul isn't necessarily in the central area, but it's close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then if they're like, oh, we're going to go west, there are Moorhead's over there somewhere.
Do you know how many people I've had since I've come to college, and they've asked me where I'm from, and I'm just like, oh, I'm from Rochester, Minnesota. And they're like, oh, that's like 20 minutes away from the cities, isn't it? And I look at them and I'm like, no, honey.
It's like down in that corner.
No. Yeah, it's in the southeast corner. It's like about an hour-ish from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So it's right in the little
and
boot.
My sister was born in Rochester. Really? We almost grew up together.
Why didn't we? Can you imagine if we would have known each other?
They wanted to move closer to home, I think.
Where was home? South Dakota.
Tumich, South Dakota. That's okay. Where my mom's from and my dad's from Rapid. So they moved there because now they were going to have three kids soon. Well, they had two kids at the time, but I think they planned on having me. I don't know. Maybe they didn't.
You were the missing piece.
Yeah, exactly. But they had two girls. They're like, we need a boy, obviously. But they moved back to Mitchell because they're like, we don't know if we can handle like having two or more kids away from home or whatever, which, whatever, that's fine. But I almost lived in Rochester. That would have been gnarly.
I don't know what it would have been like to have grown up with you. Can you imagine if we would have went to the same high school?
Oh, no.
Or even better, if you would have gone to the Crosstown High School. We could have been rivals.
I would have went to the other one. What is it? One's Mayo, isn't it?
One is Mayo High School. That was the biggest rival. Another one is Century High School.
Century, that's it.
No
really
offense
good at
to
tennis.
My Century friends, but they're just kind of there.
Is
I mean,
it Century?
The real rivalry.
Century's good at tennis, right?
Yes, they are. But so is John Century. Marshall High School tennis.
Oh, that's right. Where do the Aneys play?
Where do the what?
Aney, Nick Aney?
I have no idea.
Kitty Aney. I think they played at Century.
I don't necessarily know.
Sorry,
who they
Mason
are.
Bolchi, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry I failed you.
Aww.
I think they played at Century.
Just be better next time.
I know. I've taught a couple kids that play tennis too, and I believe they played at Century. Maybe they play at Mayo.
Well, okay, I'll give you...
Rochester's got really good tennis.
Yeah. So I'll give you just a really quick rundown of Rochester Public High Schools. So There's my alma mater, John Marshall High School. Go Rockets.
Oh, you went to John Marshall?
I went to John Marshall.
That's the most Kirsten thing ever.
Why is that?
I don't know. And it seems like a school Kirsten would go
to. Okay, whatever. Then the Crosstown High School is Mayo High School and JM in Mayo. Huge rivalry there. And then there's Century High School. They came in late to the picture. So, I said, they're just kind of there.
Maybe it was John.
I mean, there's still a rivalry whenever you play, a Crosstown High School. But just not the same. There's not – the bad blood is stronger between JM and Mayo. And then there's the private high school, Lourdes High School.
But no one really –
they're really – they
not
just,
that we don't care about you.
The only issue that anyone really has –
was it smaller, too?
Yeah, I mean, it's a private, Catholic school, so it's a little smaller. The biggest issue everyone had with Lourdes is just for football and other sports. I just know football predominantly, but they go to state and win every single year. Every single year.
Do they recruit?
I don't even know what it is. I think they play – I don't want to make anyone mad, but I think they play a section below what they should be.
Oh, because their school is smaller.
Yeah.
So they're getting bigger city kids. They have more to choose from.
So I don't know what it is, but
Lourdes
has just been a strong school for
a
while.
For them.
And they're private, so I mean, we don't ever play them. Mm-hmm. So they're just kind of like I said, they're just.
How many people
there.
Did you graduate with?
My graduating class was about almost 500 kids.
Yeah, that's big. Was Mayo that big?
Yeah.
The Century that big?
I think so.
That many people live in Rochester?
Rochester's like a town of
how do people not know about Rochester?
That's what I'm saying. But no, Rochester's like a city of 115,000. It's the third largest city in Minnesota.
I'm telling you. There's a lot in Rochester.
There is. It's a nice place. I like to think of it as like a mini St. Paul, especially when you're in the downtown area by like the Mayo Clinic.
You did a package on that once, right?
The package you're thinking of did take place in downtown Rochester, but
it was
for
a holiday
festivity.
Event.
Yeah, it's social ice.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I like Rochester.
Rochester's
I'm a fan.
A cool place.
You're welcome. I'm a fan.
Will you ever go back to visit?
I've been there once.
Oh, do you remember it?
I was young. I was like probably 10, but we stopped through on the way to somewhere. So obviously I was like, where's the fast food? Give me some food. Said hi to some family friends that we knew from there. And then.
Oh, you didn't even get to experience Rochester. Something though that, you know, it kind of makes me a little bit upset. High school hockey, it's big everywhere in Minnesota, but like. In Rochester, we have youth hockey, we have high school hockey, but it's not as intense. Like, I feel like I missed out on a huge part of my life because I have all these friends that grew up in, you know, the Minneapolis area. So they went to all the suburb high schools like Edina, Lakeville, and all of those schools. So they had, like, strong hockey rivalries. Then I come from Rochester where there's, like...
It's not big in the South.
It's not big in the. I mean, I don't even want to say this. It's
yeah, but
the South,
it's not that. It's not that big in Mankato. State. I don't think.
I don't think
in
so.
In that
either.
Like St. Peter area over there, and then like the closest would be Laverne, in the South somewhere. But other than that, like Albert Lee, what?
Yeah.
Blue Earth, huh? It's Worthington.
Football is big. Baseball, yeah. Basketball.
Those are big everywhere.
John Marshall High School. Again, shout out to my alma mater. We produce great basketball players.
Who's your most well-known basketball player?
Well. Currently, we have two. Michael Hurt. The Hurt family is...
Hurt. He plays for
Michael
the U of M.
Hurt plays for the Gophers, yes. Yeah. He is one of my good friends, Morgan Madura, her cousin.
Yeah.
So I have known him, like, growing up and everything. But, yeah, he plays for the Gophers, and I got to meet... I can't even speak today. I got to meet Patino when...
Oh,
Michael
really?
Verbally committed at our high school
there?
Basketball game. Yeah. So it was really cool.
That's tight.
But Michael Hurt's younger brother, Matthew, have you heard of Matthew Hurt?
Should I?
He's like one of the top recruits in the entire nation.
Not a big follower basketball. Of basketball. But anyway,
well,
where's he going to school?
We don't know yet. He got his first Division I offer from Iowa State when he was in the 7th grade.
Ooh.
And
I got a feeling he's going to go to the U.
I want to say he's like 6'7". I don't know. This week he had like... I don't want to say this because I don't exactly know, but I think Kentucky was on his list for a scheduled
oh,
visit.
Really?
Kentucky, Duke.
He's going to go to the U of M.
I don't know. We'll see where he goes.
His brother went there. It's close.
It is close, but
and
no,
with the
he's...
new one and done, he could be like 2 and done.
Could be.
U of M's not producing one. Sorry, Rick Pitino, but like 1 and done at the U. Because people in Minnesota like to stay a little bit longer. You know,
I don't
they'll
know.
Stay two or three.
If I had to put money on it, I'd say Matthew would go to maybe
a bigger
Kentucky.
School.
You have more eyes on you.
You heard it here first. Kirsten thinks Matthew Hurt is going to Kentucky.
I kind of feel like he's going to go to Kentucky. I don't know. If not Kentucky, Duke. I don't know if he's planning to visit Georgetown. Maybe Georgetown, like those
Nebraska,
big basketball
Omaha.
Schools. Nebraska, Omaha. Yes, of
Sorry,
course.
Nebraska, Omaha. I didn't mean that.
But no, I don't know. I'm excited. I've been following along with
from
you know,
afar.
Kind of, yeah. You know, follow him on social media, keep up with him on Twitter, and see
where
he is on the recruiting trail, you know? It's exciting. It's not every day you have a top 10 player in the nation that'll probably go to the NBA living in your neck of the woods. So.
Yeah, especially from Rochester.
Especially from Rochester.
Telling you, though, Rochester's got it all.
It really
I feel
does.
Like we've been talking about Rochester for like
yeah,
30 minutes.
Yeah, we should probably change the topic. What else do you want to talk about? We didn't really have a plan coming into today's show.
No, that's what happens. We start a topic, and then next thing you know,
and then it doesn't
we're
happen.
30
we
minutes.
We don't follow a format.
That's me like 90% of my conversations. Like I'll talk. I'll be talking, blah, blah. We'll start talking about a phone. And next thing you know, we're talking about the technology on how suitcases don't fall out of an airplane. Like we'll be on some like weird or like how...
Okay, wait.
Like weird.
I'm going to cut you off because I thought of something. You made a really strange comment to me like 30 minutes ago. Where
Uh-oh.
You said, like...
On the podcast or off?
No, off the podcast. We were in the hallway, and you said something like, isn't it so weird to think that we are put on Earth to entertain ourselves and then we die? Just, like, the concept of living and Earth.
No,
made
it's
some
weird.
Comment
it's
about
it's
it.
Trippy.
I want to talk about it.
No, because... No, someone said that. I was reading something or I was watching someone. Might have been Jim Carrey. That dude's whack.
You
kind of
look
Jim
like
Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Right now, because my hair spiked.
Yeah,
yeah I know,
it.
It's weird. No, the concept of we're just here to entertain ourselves till we die. And people are like, yeah, but working's not entertaining. It's like, well, like what else are we going to do if we're not at work and we're not making money? Like all we're doing is entertaining ourselves until we die, which is a weird concept for humanity. But that's kind of true.
I also have a really random thought. Like, you know how people have like shower thoughts? This is kind
yeah.
of a shower thought.
I got so many shower thoughts.
Same.
Oh, my God.
But this is like one of them. If you had the option to live on life on Earth for all eternity, would you? I personally don't feel like I would want to. Like,
yeah, I would.
I feel like you just get so bored. Like, if for all of eternity, like thousands and thousands and thousands of
millions of years.
What are you going to do all that time? Like,
what matters?
What?
Do you, like, keep aging? Like,
I don't
would
know.
I want to stay in my same body? No.
Well, whenever you, like, the movie, like, Tuck Everlasting and stuff, they stay the same age forever. But, yeah, they just don't die.
I'd stay 21 forever.
Would you?
I'd probably want to be like 25.
25?
23. Because then you're not like too old, but you're also not like, oh, the old.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
That is a loaded question.
It is.
Kirsten.
It really is. But I want to talk about it. It's
God,
interesting.
I
like
have
to
no
know
idea.
Where people envision their lives going.
I honestly have no idea. See, I was going to ask you this question, but you talked about it with Bree already. See, I'm I've been studying. You don't think I've been studying.
No, me and Bree, we focus more on where we think we're going to live, not much like life in 5 years. But ideally, if you had to pick how your life would be in 5 years, what would it be like?
I'd probably be working for like a network. I would enjoy working for a network, like a sports network. So whether we're talking Big Ten or ACC just started a network. I saw that on LinkedIn. Shout out LinkedIn. You can sponsor me if you want. So I saw ACC. I'd like to be working for not necessarily that big of a network, but like a college network I'd really enjoy working for. Mm-hmm. And then being either a reporter or a host or an analyst. Or like a reporter that writes during the week or whatever and reports I get, or like something like that. And then, I mean, if you're going to be doing TV anyway, you're most likely going to be in a bigger city. So true. Do I care where I'm at? No. Of course, being in New York and LA would be great and like all those places. But in my eyes, I don't think it'd be worth, if you're not making enough money to live in those cities. And by live, I mean like actually living, not like
have a little extra cash on the side. Yeah, so you can still do fun stuff.
Not just like surviving, but like actually
thriving.
Yeah. Or like you have enough money there where, you know, on the weekend, if you want to go to some entertainment, you can spend, you know, a couple $100s. Not every weekend, but like you can do something. That's what I consider living. So would I move to one of those and not have that? No. Because like my sister lives in LA and people are mm-hmm. like, You want to move out with your sister and like do all this with your sister? I was like, I do, but I don't want to move out there where I'm living there for 5 to 10 years where I can't enjoy what LA has to offer.
Well, and in parts of California too, if you don't make $100,000, like you're living in poverty.
Yeah. Well, technically, yeah. But it's like to the point where why would I live in a city where I can't even enjoy what the city has to offer?
Oh, I feel like if I ever moved to LA, I'd be so scared, like looking over my shoulder all the time. Like, I feel like there's just a lot, you know.
Is that maybe, the Minnesota in you?
Probably. Yeah. Maybe I'm just a timid person in general. Mm-hmm. I get scared kind of easily.
You feel like someone's always out to get you?
Kind of. I know it's like really like kind of crazy to say, mm-hmm. but not so much that someone's out to get me, but, you know, especially being like a young female too. Like, I just feel like you're kind of, with the way society is right now, you're just kind of at a higher risk. So
no, totally.
You always have to like be a little extra careful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a bigger city. And it's just kind of like any other city, too. Like, there's good parts and there's bad parts.
It's so different.
But I feel like it's so big, there's more bad parts. Yeah. So I feel like I'd be constantly always looking over my shoulder like, well, I hope I don't die today.
Well, the thing is like, in a city like LA, everyone moves there. Like, so you have people from literally everywhere around the United States and around the world that live there. You move to a place like Austin, Texas, kind of like that. Nashville, for example.
Nashville.
I know you love Nashville. Nashville's a little different because if you don't fit the mold of Nashville, you don't really have a reason to move there.
The thing is, though, I get what you're saying, but Nashville doesn't really have a mold. Like, when I went down there, I expected mm-hmm. it to be all country all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it's the heart of country music. But also, like, they call it Music City for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, they do offer more than just, like, country music, and mm-hmm. especially with sports and I'm trying to give a very objective opinion, but I know it's going to sound biased either way because I'm mm-hmm. a huge Predators fan. But being at a Predators game, you know, the only other arena that I've been to is the XL to watch the mm-hmm. Wild play. But the atmosphere at a Predators game is incredible.
That'd be sick.
It is so unique. Mm-hmm. It's different. Like, the Wild, you know, they have a solid fan base too. But for whatever reason, the Predators, I mean, they're the number one franchise in sports for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, their fan base is incredible, and you mm-hmm. wouldn't expect, like, a huge hockey fan base to be in the middle of Nashville. It's just a random city, but they have something literally for everybody.
Do you think that's kind of new, the Predator, like, since the Predators have become good in the last 5 to 10 years?
I think they've become more noticed the past few years because they've been good, but I think they've had a solid fan base for, like, years even before. But just mm-hmm. because they've been good, it's become
more rowdy,
publicized.
Yeah. So, but I feel like Nashville, to an extent, is more of either a homegrown city. Like, you don't really hear, unless you're a country music or music in general, you don't really hear people, like, growing up be like, I would love to move to Nashville. Like, that's not a very common thing. It's either people want to move to Florida, people want to move to New York, people want to move to LA.
It's true.
Like, that's
Nashville,
in general.
Though, it's just a very unique city, and especially if you like history and everything, mm-hmm. it's a place for you. But
I've heard it's like one of the cleanest cities in America,
too. Oh, it's super
too.
Clean, too. But also, we've been talking about cities a lot, so what I'm more curious about...
About where I want to be.
Yeah, but I want to know your personal life, like away from work, like personally, like... Do you see yourself, like, engaged in 5 years, like, buying your first home?
No.
Maybe, like, planning to start a family? Like, I want to know the deets.
No, I'm in no hurry. I kind of am not fitting the Midwestern mold in that fact of I'm not in a real hurry to start a family or do any of that because – ooh, sorry for that audio. I'm more excited to, like, see where my career can take me.
Yeah.
And that's also not, like – so career driven, I don't have anything to do, but I'm a big experience guy, which is shocker. I'm a millennial. But I like the whole, by 25, I want to be settling down, starting a family. Like if it happens, cool, but I don't really see myself settling down and like buying a house somewhere where I like don't see myself. I like to think ahead a lot, which kind of gets me in trouble a lot. So, like, I'll be in a place, and I'll be like, you know what? Like, I don't see myself here in 5 years, so I probably won't be. And if I am, maybe I am here in 5 years. But I'm assuming I won't settle down and get my own, like, first house till I'm, like, at least 30. I don't plan on it because I don't plan on being, like, fully settled in where I'm at until I'm, like, maybe 40.
You know,
but that doesn't
mean
I'm not going to buy, like, a smaller house then.
No, I feel you. And I think with you saying that, too, I feel like that's kind of, like, the difference between men and women, too. Like, I feel like women naturally – maybe it's, like, just a different instinct. Mm-hmm. But they're usually ready to settle down, like, a little quicker than men are. And I feel like most men, once they hit, like, 30, they're like, okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm ready now.
Like, I'm not completely opposed to it.
Yeah. Like,
but
you
also
know,
on
if the
other
right
hand,
person comes along, you never know where life's going to take you.
I've had, like, people tell me stuff. Like, oh, my God, you don't have a girlfriend in college? Or, like, where do you – like, do you not want a wife someday? I'm like, well, that's beside the point. Like, I don't – I'm just not like actively seeking one. Do you know what I mean?
That.
Like I'm not just like out there being like, you know what? If I don't find someone this year that I can be with for 3 years and we can get engaged at 25, then I don't know what I'm doing. Like I feel like
I've become like a therapist for you. Like I'm a relationship counselor.
No.
Like I don't know.
You wish, Kirsten.
I would because I'm kind of a nosy person. I like.
But
to know
but it's
kind
of on the along the lines of like I feel like I'm in a career where that lifestyle can be possible.
Yeah.
Where I can. Travel a lot. And the other thing, like one of my biggest fears is having a family and traveling so much.
Not being able to live your own life.
Well, just like traveling so much. And then when you're home, you can't enjoy anything because you have to be with your family.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would I do that to myself if I don't have to?
I feel that.
Like why am I, what is it, yearning?
Yeah, maybe.
Why am I like yearning for that if I don't want that? So
yeah.
That is not in the future. Sorry, ladies. No, I'm
you
just kidding.
You heard it here first.
What? And you see a lot of times, especially in the Midwest, where you'll see people that are married and they'll be like, oh, you know, the old ball and chain. Or they'll be like, oh, the wife makes me do this or my husband wants me to do this, blah, blah. It's like, why are you constantly unhappy with what you're doing?
Sometimes I just feel like – and me and some of my really good girlfriends, we've been talking about this recently. I feel like that comes down to like – I don't want to like offend anyone by saying this either. But sometimes I feel like – that just comes down to maybe picking the wrong person to spend life with. Like sometimes, and like I said, me and my girlfriends have been talking about this. We feel like some people just get in relationships to be in relationships because they're scared of like life on their own.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I feel like people.
And so then they just end up settling for something where they're not fully happy, but they're comfortable. So, you know, I feel like if you're
it's the Midwest.
If you're with the right person, life is exciting no matter if you're doing the dishes or you're on a vacation to Europe, you know?
And they like people are in such a hurry. Like growing up, like if someone like especially in. From where I'm from in South Dakota, if growing up, if someone's like single in their 40s, it's kind of weird. It's not abnormal. The older I've gotten, I'm like, that's totally normal. But everyone's married. Everyone's having kids, whatever. But the thing is like people just want to get – like they just want to get married because they see themselves when they're 25, when they're you know in that age, getting married and have kids. And then when they get to that age, they're like, oh, when I was a kid, I thought I should be doing this and this by now. So then like – oh, well, you know, I
feel like
decently like this human.
I feel it's a societal standard that people, they just feel the pressure they need to live up to.
Yeah, and some people it works for. But a lot of people it's like, you're just doing this because you thought you should be doing
this. Absolutely.
And this person makes you decently comfortable and you can live with like the 40% BS for the over the 60% grade.
See, and I feel like that's honestly out of all my fears in life, like I have some pretty irrational fears too, and like I worry more than I like to admit, but I would say one of my biggest fears is just to settle. Not only so much just for relationships, but settle to for something where I just feel comfortable and I don't allow myself to get out of my comfort zone. But I'm terrified, like, you know, thinking of relationships. Like, yes, ultimately, like, I want to get married and, like, have a family. Right now, I don't feel like I'm in a rush just because there's a lot of personal things that I want to accomplish within my own life. Like, I want to travel. Mm-hmm. I have career aspirations as well. But, you know, ultimately, like, I want to get there and I want to have all of that. But it terrifies me at the same time to think, like, I'm just going to, you know, conform to societal pressures and be like, okay, well, I, you know, I'm single. Am I ever going to have all of this?
What am I
and then
doing?
You start worrying, like, okay, what if this never happens for me? Like, I need to get on the ball, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then I'm just scared that, you know, I'm scared to settle.
Well, and
then you're never fully happy. And it's just,
well,
like,
and the thing is,
you could always wonder how much better life could be or could have been. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that.
And that's kind of, in Jim Gray's class, we talked about this once. He's like, being a broadcaster, being in this major is like a huge gamble. Like, a lot of people fall through with it because it's a gamble. Mm-hmm. So they're like, people just don't, would rather not gamble it and be fine working at whatever.
That's
like,
life,
be worth,
though.
Yeah, I know, but
life is all
but
about
like,
chances.
Yeah.
It's all about like rolling the dice and seeing.
But it affects
what
you like everything. It's like everything's a gamble, but so many people just like, oh, you know, I'm content with this, so I'll just keep it. Like, it's fine. I'd hate myself so much if that happened. If I didn't, like, go explore something, I'd be so mad.
I would
myself.
Go crazy.
I'd be nuts.
I kid you not, even if I'm sitting in my apartment for, like, an hour by myself, like, I crave that alone time sometimes, like, especially, you know, when it's a busy work week.
Mm-hmm.
I crave to have some time to myself, but then when I have it, I don't know what to do with it.
It's the worst.
It is.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
But it's, yeah, God, it's weird. So you're tapping into that 10% right now.
What do you mean?
Remember I said my 90% Joey Ashton Kutcher?
Oh, that 10%,
you're tapping into that 10%.
That makes me happy, though. Like,
not a lot of people tap into that
10%. I want to get to know another side of you, and I want other people to get to know another side of you, too. And also, as, like, a reporter, I feel like that's also my job.
Yeah. You won't get as far in that 10% as you think you will.
Okay, well, you know what? If I can even, like, tap into
it
a little bit.
You tapped it.
I feel like I've done something.
But that's all, but also that's kind of how me and my sister are a lot alike, the one that lives in LA, and that's kind of how she is.
Cool.
So I feel like I get that from her.
Yeah.
But also I kind of don't care enough. Like, people are like, "Oh my god, like all your friends have girlfriends, you don't have a girlfriend?" I'm like, "No." Is there a problem?
Well, ladies,
if I'm going to watch the game, I'm not going to be like, "No, I want to watch a movie." No, I'm going to watch the game.
Ladies, Jacob Sersosmo is single. You can follow him on
and
social media. He would love that.
I'd love to follow, though. I would.
Ecstatic. He would love to boost his social presence. Mm-hmm. But yeah, eligible bachelor for, you know, the foreseeable future. So ladies,
that,
hit him up.
That you said bachelor, I'd be on that show too.
So
that's a reality show.
I know we're getting a little heavier on time, but I do want to talk about that. But first, I just want to, I don't even remember what I was going to say because you rudely interrupted me. Now I lost my train of thought.
No.
Oh, if you find a girlfriend through this podcast and she ends up being like the love of your life, you get married and have a family, I want credit and I need to be invited to the wedding.
Well, you'll be invited to the wedding. I don't know if you're going to get credit for it.
I feel like I deserve credit.
I'll stand up at my wedding with my microphone.
I put that plug out for
you. Yeah,
so
I'll stand up at my wedding.
If you meet someone through this podcast, if someone reaches out to you or slides in your DMs,
I wouldn't get your hopes up.
I deserve credit.
I wouldn't get your hopes up.
You know, well. But also, you talked about The Bachelor. Funny story about that because, you know, I'm not a huge, like, Bachelor Nation person. I occasionally watch. But I always, like, think, you know, like, okay, like, you know, this could be an interesting show. Or, like, I also have, like, a competitive nature, too. So I feel like I'd want to be one of those girls on the show who, like, makes it to the end. So, you know, like, I'm not going to lie. Just for fun, I've applied a couple of times just to see what happens. But
you
I've
have?
I have applied.
I'm not old enough, so I don't think
I don't know. I was, I mean, I just turned 22. My roommate actually signed me up one time when I was still 20. So, I mean, I wasn't
even
21.
Like 23?
You have to be 21.
Oh, okay.
And so my roommates, each time, like, I've never signed up by myself. It's been my roommate signing me up.
I'm going to sign up. Actually, now that you say that, I'm going to go sign up, like, before
Honestly,
Christmas.
Yeah, and I'll record your audition tape for you. I'll help you out. But I feel like that'd be a fun show to go on.
That'd be a blast.
I feel like I would...
Free drinks? Oh, so much fun.
I feel like that.
No.
You know, just an experience. And I made a Twitter poll one time, and I said, would it be socially acceptable or just acceptable in general to take a semester off school to be on The Bachelor? Do you think it would be?
Yeah, but it'd be hard when you got back not to tell anybody anything.
That's so true. Because
everyone at school would know.
I have a big mouth. I can't keep secrets.
Yeah, we know that.
What do you mean?
I'm kidding.
I've never spilt any of your secrets.
But if you want to know, ask me later. I'll tell you.
Okay, whatever. No, he's lying. But yeah, it would be super hard not to tell anyone. And then I wondered too, like, trying to pursue a career in television, would that reflect poorly of me?
Yeah.
Or like, what role would I take on in the show? Like, there's always like a really good girl that everyone's like rooting for, some average girls, and like the hometown girl that everyone like loves, but they don't know.
See, I don't think I could...
She'll make it, and also somebody who is just crazy and stirs the pot in the house. Corinne was exactly who I was thinking of when I said that. So I always wonder, like, what role would I take on if I were to be cast on the show? I don't know. With you, you just kind of have, like, a charming personality. So
I could see you
being, like, the good guy that everyone roots for.
Yeah.
But maybe doesn't get picked because the girl's looking for the bad boy.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be the one in the thing where, like, every time they showed me with all the guys – we'd be ripping jokes and, like, doing something dumb. I'd be like, hey, guys, I got a sweet prank we could do to the neighbor.
I don't know if this is his name, but Dean. You kind of remind me of Dean.
Dean. Dean's got his own podcast, too.
Oh, of course.
He's my favorite.
All right. Well, OC, do you have any closing thoughts for the podcast?
No. I really hope your ratings go up, though, or else I'm going to feel bad. I promised
her. You're doing me such a favor.
I promised her ratings would go up. How else do you think I got on this show?
If you don't plug this on your social media...
Oh, this is going to be plugged everywhere.
I'm excited.
No, but I did see – this is funny. You know how we said we're having no subject?
Mm-hmm.
When you sent me that snap like 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago of like the people you were thinking about having on or whatever, and everyone had a subject, and it just says OC, that's it. Like there's nothing – everyone's got like parentheses and like a subject line like – what was it? Like fashion and sport or like whatever it was. It was OC. Nothing. So I think we've successfully made this a decent podcast.
I think so too. This is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
It's kind of just been everywhere.
And it's all over the place, but
mm-hmm.
you know, it's more fun. But yeah, with you, I don't think we could stay on a topic if we tried. So
it
was better this way.
No, yeah. And my mother claims I don't have ADHD. Okay, mom. Yeah,
I don't get
distracted, mother.
I think you know, I could see that.
Sorry, Mom. Didn't really jab you there, but I don't think you're going to listen to this much of this podcast anyway.
All right, OC, before your ego blows up too big, I'm going to have to kick you off the podcast. But it was great having you.
Yeah, this will be plugged on my social media as well, at Jacob Cersosimo. That is JacobCersosimo.
I knew you were going to plug yourself.
IMO. And Kirsten will plug me on her social media. So if you follow her, follow me. If you follow me... and you don't want to follow her, it won't hurt my feelings. Okay, thank you.
That's the only reason he wanted to come on the podcast. He wanted to boost his social media followers.
I'm working on it.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. And OC, get out of here.
Bye-bye. Never been more ready in my life.
We're recording.
Oh,
sorry. Pick up your tablet.
It doesn't pick that up. Watch.
I think it does. No, it definitely does.
Stop,
look at this.
Stop talking. Listen, look. Nothing.
Just pick it up.